If you haven't heard, you can book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session today. It's a one-on-one, intimate discussion with me, your chief encourager, Ayana Angel, where you get access to a seasoned business professional, strategist, and idea expert who has helped countless people start businesses, podcasts, and successfully switch careers with a hybrid of consulting and coaching. Yes, I'm speaking in third person, but I am talking about me. You will get your one-on-one time with me to pick my brain, ask me questions about any of the areas within my four P's, which would be personal development, podcasting, book publishing, public relations, but also just if you're familiar with the show and you have an idea of what my skill set is and what I bring to the table, you will have an opportunity to ask questions, to get feedback on your ideas, to get insight on your ideas, to learn from some of my mistakes as well as some of my wins, how I've strategized to get to where I am now. You can ask any question that you want and we will go through and make sure that we're helping you get from where you are to where you want to be in this 60-minute one-on-one Pick My Brain session. Go to switchpivotorquit.com now and book your session. Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today we're going to chat about habits. Good old habits. So I did a quick search online just to kind of hear what people are saying more about habits because, you know, there's all these different sayings about how long it takes to quit a bad habit, how long it takes to develop a new habit or a good habit that you want to have. So one of the things that I read, it says that it takes a minimum of 21 days for an old mental image to dissolve and a new one to gel. And then there was also this study that said out of 96 people, and it's from the European Journal of Social Psychology, they found that it took, on average, 66 days to form a habit. Something preferably good, such as like maybe incorporating fruit with your lunch or running for 15 minutes a day, things of that nature. So ideally, we all know that we want to create good habits, habits that will advance us, habits that will make us better. But we're human. So we all have some bad habits in our life. That's just the norm. But it does not serve us to dwell on those bad habits. So I'm going to give you some things that I thought through as to ways and how we can maybe just kind of curb some of these bad habits or restructure the way that we approach things so that we won't engage in so many of the bad habits and we'll start incorporating more of the good habits. Because the bad habits, let's be honest, they can hold you back. They can hold you back. They can stop you from advancing and growing and ultimately stunt you so that you won't end up getting to where you actually want to be. So one of the first things that I thought of is to stop claiming the bad habits. Stop claiming them. Stop saying, oh, I can never wake up on time. Oh, I'm always late. I don't eat well. I never stick with a workout routine. I'm the worst friend because I never show up when, you know, my people need me. Just stop claiming the things that are not so positive about yourself. A lot of them can be looked at as bad habits. Some of them can just be looked at as bad traits. Not flattering, not favorable. But in any case, I just want us to get in the process of stopping the claiming of those things. stop claiming it. Because when you claim it, you're giving whatever it is that's sort of negative or unfavorable, you're giving it the power to exist. And by doing that, you're in a way like making excuses for yourself. You're saying, it's okay because I'm acknowledging it. It's okay because this is who I am and I know this is who I am. Well, stop making excuses for it. It's just like when people say things like, oh, you know, that's my low attention span. Okay, well, make it a habit. Try and create a pattern for yourself where that's not the reality. Don't excuse it and dismiss yourself from being more accountable. No, we want to get in the habit of claiming the good and not claiming the bad. The next thing is to make a promise to yourself. Make a promise to yourself to create a good habit that will negate the bad habits that you notice. And you may even want to write down a list of your bad habits so that you can be aware of the things that you want to work on or that you feel like you need to change, because it will help you to grow in a different direction. But the second thing is just to make a promise. Make a promise to yourself to create a good habit. So when you make that list, on one side you could have the bad habits, and on the other side you can have the good habits that you wish to create or that you think that you want to try to start implementing into your life. The next thing and third thing is to just start. Just start. No putting anything off for a better day or when life is less hectic. If you know that you have a bad habit of never working out, but you really need to work out, you need to be more physical in your life, just start. Don't make a plan for a certain day when you're going to start, a certain month you're going to start, anything like that. Just get starting. If you know that you don't eat healthy or you don't cook enough and you have a bad habit of always buying out and always eating out and always ordering food in, just start cooking. Carry yourself over onto the grocery store, do some food shopping, get what you need, and just start. Just start somewhere. Don't wait for anyone else. Don't make any excuses. Don't overthink it. Just start. The fourth thing is to not think about doing it or not doing it. If you're thinking about whether you're participating in this bad habit or you're not participating in this bad habit, if you give it way too much energy, then it will start to consume you, and whatever thoughts that you're having more of, that's the direction you're gonna go in. So I would suggest being aware of it, making yourself aware of it. Maybe you make your list and then you let it go and you just start creating routines for yourself. And one of the ways that you can potentially create a routine for yourself is to set a calendar reminder. Set a calendar reminder for some of the things that you want to do to create your good habits. So those are the things that are constantly popping up. Maybe you don't set one calendar reminder. Maybe this is an intense thing that you need to break. So maybe you set multiple calendar reminders all throughout your day, all throughout your week, so that constantly you're inundated with these reminders of the positive, these reinforcements of what good habits you want to create. But the main idea is not to dwell on it, not to think about it too much and be so consumed with it that you're constantly saying, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I can't do that anymore. No, you're not beating yourself up about it. You're going to set yourself some reminders, put some post-it notes out, do whatever works for you in terms of keeping yourself accountable and keeping yourself reminded of the positive habits that you want to create and the positive things that you want to do. And the fifth and final thing in that habit creating scenario and working through these habits that we want to create or these habits that we want to break is to bet on yourself. Bet on yourself before you bet against yourself. Don't have that talk with yourself like, oh, this is going to be so hard. I've tried this before. This is a challenge. No, have that talk with yourself that says, I have the strength. I'm betting on me. If I don't bet on me, no one else will bet on me. I got this. I can do this. I am in control. And then maybe you create a reward for yourself. Something that you get after you do, let's say, 90 days of work on creating this good habit or letting go this bad habit by creating this good habit. And then after the 90 days, honestly, evaluate your progress. Evaluate your progress. See how good you've been doing. Pat yourself on the back and give yourself that reward. That way you have something that you're working toward. It does not have to be a big production. It's just something simple to get you going in the right direction so that you are creating habits that serve you. You are creating scenarios that make it beneficial for you and make it so that your mind is primed to be in the positive direction and not in the negative direction. So I know that all of you are really working hard. You're doing the work. I know my people that listen to the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast are the people that are already working on their personal development, whether it be in the big ways or the small ways. So I just want to let you know that I applaud you. I commend you. A part of you doing that work is you sitting here listening to this 7-Minute Sunday episode right now. So we're not window shopping over here. I know that you guys are really my people because you're listening, you're taking action, you're doing things, you're doing big things, you're doing small things. And I'm just really proud of you for all of the work that you're doing because I see the DMs that you send me when you let me know that you're working, you're striving. I see you guys in the comments talking about the progress that you're making, talking about the bad habits and the things that you're letting go and the things that you are adapting in your life and the things that you are recognizing and realizing. So I'm appreciating you because you are doing the work and that's awesome and that's amazing. So I thank you so much for spending time with me on this 7-Minute Sunday, for hanging out with me. I hope that you all have a wonderful week next week. And if you haven't heard, you can stop by switchpivotorquit.com because there is a little something new happening. That would be the SPQ Monthly. And the SPQ Monthly is just something that I created for those of you who I know are doing the work, who I know are really striving to get to that next level of greatness that you can see in the future for yourself. And this is an all-access program to every single SPQ resource that is currently available. So all of the SPQ resources that you've seen in the past that are available, they're available now to you for one low monthly price. Okay, so go ahead and hop on switchpivotorquit.com and check out more about that, because if there's any resources that you've been thinking about signing up for and you've sort of had a little hesitation about it, or maybe money was a little bit funny and you couldn't work it into your budget, like, this is your perfect time to go ahead and sign up because it's little cost. So it's only $14 a month. So if you are really serious about your progress, you sign up for the $14 a month. Maybe it takes you 2 months. That's still less than paying for one of the full programs. And you go ahead, you knock it out, you get it done. You cancel your subscription. And now you are better off because you have more knowledge and information under your belt. So that's my little tip, insider tip, as to how you can win with SPQ Monthly. But go ahead, hop on switchpivotorquit.com and check out more. As always, keep killing it.